We're going to start with the Mishnah, new parak and on Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph. So the Mishnah begins, Elu Ne'amarim B'chol Lashon. So not to get too far in, there's already a machlokas about the girsa here, what the girsa should be, whether it's Elu Ne'amarim B'chol Lashon or Elu Ne'amarim B'lishonam. Right, so the girsa we have in front of us is Elu Ne'amarim B'chol Lashon. Tosfos takes issue with that girsa, because B'chol Lashon has implications. And if you look in the Tosus, the first Tosus, he says, a perish, Kol Adam Bilshono. If it's written Bilshonam, right, in the possessive form, that means each person, according to the Lashon that he understands. Lafuke, what does that exclude? What's the case that? The Madai, Shein Omer, Bilashon Parsi. I mean, that's the exclusion of someone from media who speaks in Persian because he doesn't understand Persian. So lishonam means a lashon, that you are lashon, something that you understand. Aval b'chol lashon, like argues, mashma ben shomea ben ein shomea. Ugmar lo mashma. He says, where doesn't sound like this, but the way the Mishnah reads, either it's b'chol, does it read el ne'amarim b'lishonam, or is it el ne'amarim b'chol lashon? So Tosfos says it really should read el ne'amarim b'lishonam, because we want you to understand. All these require all these next in the items in the list require understanding, and so therefore lishonam is the appropriate term. Whereas b'chol lashon means you can say whatever you want, as if you're mumbling some magic potion or something. You can say it in any lashon, incantation of sorts, and you can say it in any lashon. So he says don't use the b'chol lashon and lishonam. And as Tosfos rightly points out, that the Gemara, it doesn't seem like that way from the Gemara, and the girsa, which is a questioning Rashi. Rashi seems to have a girsa b'chol lashon, although the Marsha eliminates b'chol lashon in Rashi in order not to have this problem of the Tosfos. But the girsa we have and the girsa of other Rishonim is that b'chol lashon and not in Lizik. El ne'amarim b'chol lashon parshat sota, which is obviously why it's found over here. It's parshat sota vidui maaser. Right, this is actually this year. Right, this year was a year of vidui maaser. That's in the after the third and sixth year of the Meister cycle, of the cycle, we think in the fourth and seventh year, you do Vidu Meister at the Pesach of those years. Kriyat Shema, Utfilah, and each of these we'll see in the Gemara, this Gemara is going to have a limud for each of these. Kriyat Shema Utfilah, Ubirkat HaMazon, right? Ushvuat HaIdut, Shvuat HaIdut, a person takes a Shvuah to another person that he does not know any testimony in this case. Ushvata pikadon, a person takes a shvua that he doesn't know what happened to this pikadon, something that was left with him to be a shomer about, and he obviously was lying. He takes a shvua that he doesn't know what happened, or nothing happened, that wasn't, he didn't do anything with it. Beilu, ne'amarim b'lashon HaKodesh. So as opposed to this list, the first list we had, which is ne'amarim b'chol lashon, the next list is things that can only be said in lashon HaKodesh. Right, and Tosfos points out that the list is not extensive. The first part of this list wasn't extensive because left out things like Hallel and Kiddush and Birkas HaPeros and Birkas HaMitzvos, all these things that could have been there, unless you say, you know, that they are subsumed in the category of Tefillah. Although it doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah. All right, so now the next list is an enumeration that doesn't have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. First is Mikra Bikurim. Right, we just passed Shavuot. Mikra Bikurim is done from Shavuot through Sukkot. And when you bring up the first fruits of the Yerushalayim, a person has to read Parshat Mikra Bikurim. And that Parsha has to be done by Lashon HaKodesh. V'chalitza, right, that the ceremony of Chalitza, and the performance of the Chalitza, anything that requires a statement within the performance of Chalitza requires it to be done by Lashon HaKodesh. Brachot V'klalot. Brachot and Klalot are those that are found in Parshat, right, Kitavo, also the beginning of Re'eh, that when B'nai Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, and they must go to Har Pizim and Har Eival, and perform a ceremony that involves Brachot and Klalot, those must be done in Hebrew. Birkat Kohanim, right, has to be done in Hebrew. U'Birkat Kohen Gadol. Birkat Kohen Gadol is that which the Kohen Gadol, the Brachot of Kohen Gadol, does on Yom Kippur. There are eight Brachot of the Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippurim, so those must be said in Hebrew. Uparshat HaMelech, right, what's Parshat HaMelech is for Hakel, right, which is also something that's made on this year by Sukkot, right, of the Bishat, right, it's on the Shnat, on the seventh year, the Shnat HaShemitah, but the Sof of the Shnat HaShemitah. So Sukkot, after the Shnat HaShemitah, you do Hakel, everybody comes up to Yerushalayim, and the Melech reads from the Parshiot, selected Parshiot from Sefer Devarim. the parsha of the Melech has to be written in Hebrew. Uparshat Igla Rofa. When it comes to Igla Arufa, when the Zakenim of the city come, when there's a cadaver that is unknown as to who its killer is, so you measure to close to the city, and then they perform the ceremony of Igla Arufa, and the Zakenim say, it's that part, that statements, those statements must be made in Hebrew. Also, the Mashuach Melchama, when they go out to war, right, it's found in Sefer Devarim that when they go out to war, B'nai Yisrael, the Mashuach Melchama, the Kohen is Mashuach Melchama, before they go out to war, it gives them a whole speech about not being afraid and listening to Hashem and knowing that Hashem is going to be Kerva Machana. All these items must be said over in Hebrew. So now the Mishnah takes a select few of these and addresses them. The Gemara will address the rest of them. Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. Right, what is Mikra Bikurim? How do you know? Ketzad means, where do you know that Mikra Bikurim must be done in Hebrew? Because it says, by Mikra Bikurim, Banita Ve'amarta Lifnei Hashem Elokech. Well, right, so the Parsha Bikurim is prefaced by the statement, Banita Ve'amarta Lifnei Hashem Elokech. You have to say it before Hashem. Ulahalan Umer, and it says further on, meaning in Birkat, the Parsha Brachos Ve'Klalot, right, which is further on in the Parsha in Kitavo, says Vit Anu Alevi'im Bamru, that the Levi'im will say, right? So the term Anu is used in both cases. Malahalan, just like Brachot and Klalot, it's Lashon HaKodesh. Avkam Lashon HaKodesh. So too, over here, the Lashon HaKodesh. So now, what you're missing, obviously, is how do you know by Brachot and Klalot that it's Lashon HaKodesh, right? Chalitza. What about Chalitza? Ketzad, it says, Vanta Vamra. Right, so you say, Bachalitza says that she will say, Ula halan umer banu alavim. So again, the same hekesh of anu anu, Ramu malahalan bilashon kodesh, avkan bilashon kodesh. So Rabbi Yehuda omer, you don't need that. It says, Van arta vamra kaka. Right, so there's a learned kaka. Kaka is a term that is of dakka. Right, kaka means exactly like this. And when it says exactly like this, Atamarsha Lashon Hazeh. When it says Kacha, it means just like it's written over here, that's what she needs to say. So you don't need this Hekesh of Anta Vamra, you can just use the learned Kacha. Brachot the Klalot, Kate said. So now, Mikra Bikurim and Chalitza are premised on the Hekesh to Brachot and Klalot. So now, where do we know Brachot and Klalot from? Kevin Shabu Yisrael at the Yardain, Uba'uel Hargizim, Ba'al, Shiva Shomron, Shiva Tzachem, Shiva Itzel, Elonei Mure. So now, where is this? They go, once they entered in, they crossed over the Yardain. Where do they go? They went to Har Gerizim and Har Ebal, which are found in the Shomron, that are next to Shechem, right, today, which is why they've identified those two mountains near what's modern-day Shechem as Har Gerizim and Har Ebal. So it's Elon Mare, and it's near Elon Mare, Shenemar. Alohema be'Evar Yardain, right, so that the pasuk gives us a description of where these mountains are, right? Alan Umer, and it says by Abraham, before Abraham Baritz, I become Shechem, Adolin Elon Mareh. So just like these are found by Ivar Yardain, and further on, also by Abraham, it says I become Shechem, Adolin Mareh, Malon Mareh, Amur Alan Shechem, Adolin Mareh, Amur Kan Shechem. Right, just like by Abraham Avinu, it says that Elon Mareh is where he went. That was synonymous with Shechem. So too over here by Brachot and Klalot, Elon Mareh would be synonymous with Shechem. Now, how do they do this? Now, the mission is going through a tiur of how the brachot and klalot took place. Shish shvatim alu the rosh har gerizim. Six of the shvatim went to the top of har gerizim. Vishisha shvatim alu the rosh har ebal. The other six went to the top of har ebal. Va'akohanim va'levim va'aron umdim lamata b'emtza. Kohanim levim and the aron are standing at the bottom between the two mountains. Akohanim akifim et aharon. Right, the kohanim surround the aron. Ve'levim et akohanim and the levim surround the kohanim. Chosrael mikan umikan, and all the rest of Chosrael is, you know, on either side meaning either up on the mountains or on the Levim, those who didn't go up the mountains. Shnemar, Bechol Yisrael v'skinab v'shul tra v'shul kab umtim mizeh umizeh l'aron. They're standing on either side of the aron. So now, it describes Levim. Hakhu b'neim kalfei har gvizim upatchu b'bracha. So when it says that the bracha will be on har gvizim, it doesn't mean literally that the bracha is there, but the Levim turn their faces towards those that are found on har gvizim. And they begin with the bracha. Baruch ha'isha shirli yaseh pesel umach zeka. Right? That give a bracha to those that will say it. The Torah is only the negative form, right? It's only arur. But implicit from the arur, they create a bracha, a positive form. Me'il ve'ilu oni mamein. Both the Shvatim that are found in Har Gerizim and the Shvatim that are found in Har Ebal answer Amen. Then they turned their faces towards Harival, and then they said the Klala, which is what is bad in the Pasuk. Both parties, both Svatim and both Harim, enter Amen. Until they finished the whole process of the Brachot HaKlalot. Then they took the stones that they brought out of the Yordain, ubanu at the Mizbeach, they built the Mizbeach there, v'sadu b'sid, right, they covered it in lime, v'katvu alav, it's called Dibrei HaTorah b'shivim lashon. And they wrote on there, all the called Dibrei HaTorah in 70 languages, shenemar, as it says, be'er heitev, right, that you'll break this Torah be'er heitev, clearly, so clearly means in every language, v'netlu et ha'avanim. Then they took the stones, and then they went and stayed in their place. Where was their place? That's in the Gilgal. And there they placed these stones again, or they were making the stones that they took from that area. And they established the stones by Gilgal. The Gemara will deal with how do we know all these things, or how do we know that they moved between these places, exactly what order took place. It's later on in the Gemara.
They went the entire Torah?
That's what it sounds like. Machlokas. Machlokas in the Gemara Megillah. You're stating the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says he's only doing the Shom Levanit, is the only one. The Chachamim believe that you can read everything by Lashon, that's by Torah, not by Tefillin Mitzvot, going to be in Lashon HaKodesh, but Torah can be written by Lashon. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues and says, no. It can't be written in Lashon, it can only be only ten hektar except in Lashon Yevanit. Alright. Now the Gemara says, Parshat Sota, Minolam. How do you know that Parshat Sota can be Bechol Lashon? Dichtiv, Bamar Kohen Lisha, so it says the Kohen can say to Lisha, Bechol Lashon Shehomer. Whatever language he's speaking, he can say it to the woman. So Tarabanan, Mashmi'im Ota Bechol Lashon Shehi Shomat. So as opposed to here, where it says the Kohen speaks in whatever Lashon he's speaking, and here it says that you speak to the woman in whichever language she understands. Amahi Shota, on what she's drinking, the Gemara's going to explain in a second, Ubamahi Shota, and what is she drinking out of? Amani Tameh, why does she become Tameh? Ubamahi Tameh, 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 how does she become Tameh? Amahi Shota, what does it mean? Amahi Shota, Aliskeki Nui Bistira. Right, they explain to her, why is she drinking over here? Because of the Kinui and Stira that took place over here. So that the pitzut, right, that this is caused because of the pitzut or because of the inappropriate actions that you took over here. B'mehi shota, what is b'mehi shota? B'mechidah shel cheres, this is what we saw earlier on. She drinks out of an earthenware vessel, right, because that is, she served the midah k'neged midah. She served the bo'el with fine kelim. So then she drinks out of a mechidah shel cheres. And almani t'meit. Why did she become Tameh? So this is what we saw in the Mishnah, Harbe Shkokosa, Harbe Yeldutosa. So Al Iskit Shkokbe Yeldut. And that's because, the possibility is because these types of behaviors or these types of actions, Shkok and Yeldut, are inappropriate. And those inappropriate actions lead to problems. Umehini Tameh. Right? And how did she become Tameh? Bishogeg, Umezid, Ubonis, Buratzon. Right? How did she become Tameh? Right? Meaning that the Maim Amarim only checks if it was the Mezid, if it was Beratzon. So she said she knows, just because she thinks, oh, maybe it's not working on me. I know I did have B.R. and it's not working on me. She might think, right, that it's not working. You tell her, it only works if it was Mezid Beratzon. If there's a Shogeg, it's not going to work, the Maim Amarim. Tokach Lamo, why do we go through all of this, right, all these halakhot of how the Maim Amarim works? Shlolo Tzilah is Alam Maim Amarim, right, to make sure that she knows exactly when it works. So she shouldn't think that the reason it's not working is because I did it and it just doesn't work. It's not an efficacious test. And therefore she won't worry in the future that if I did it for Mezid, that it's going to check me also. Is there or no? These are all know why and how it is. Now the first two, again, part of this, there are two points to what's going on here. One is to explain to the woman exactly what's going to transpire and why they don't work. The other one is, Vini Basru Kol HaNashim. That, again, that other people will see and take a Musar Lekach from her. Again, those are the first two. Why is she drinking? Because of Kino and Stira. Why does this happen? Amani Tmei, because of Skok, Kalus Ros. That's been the Master Kol Nashim. So the other people will understand why this is happening and they will learn a lesson, take a Lekach Musar from this, and not repeat those mistakes. So that's why there's a requirement that she shomat, that she understands what he's saying. It's also, not only is it the Kohen speaks in whatever lashon he speaks in, it's also going to be a lashon that the woman understands, in order that we won't, right, we're able to solve all these issues of her understanding what's happening, her understanding not the tzilaz alamayim. So
Hebrew would not be good if she didn't understand it.
Right, she doesn't understand
Hebrew. Means that Hebrew is good, yeah.
Right, she'll ask about that before, but that's not, right, not the case here. Here the importance is understanding, it's about, again, an incantation of sorts that you could just say in Hebrew. Vidu ma'aser, you know, how do you know that vidu ma'aser can be said in any lashon? Dichtiv, v'amarti l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, bi'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayit. As it says, you can say, bi'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayit, ve'alei v'amira misota. Just like by sota, it says, amira, amar kohen. So it's over here, right, it says, amarti l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, that amira would be b'kol lashon. Shumer. Amarle Rav Zvida Baye Vilele Amira Lumbim. Why are you leaning one way and saying here? Why don't you say Vanita Anta Vam Vanita Vamra, right? Or Vanu Vamru, right? Why don't you use the Lashon of Amira that's found by the Levians to teach you that only the Lashon of Kodesh versus mean by the Levian meaning by Brachot and Klalot? Malalam Lashon of Kodesh, Avkan Lashon of Kodesh, right? So the Gemara says, Danim Amira Greta Maria Greta. Over here by Sota, it just uses the term Amira. So to over here by Vir Maestros, it's says only this lashon amira. Made that amira greater than ya the amira. In that by brachot b'cholot, we also saw by chalitza it says vana vanta v'amra or vanu v'amru. In that the lashon of vanu v'amru was different than the lashon of just amira. So therefore, it's more likely or more similar to the amira of sota than to the amira of l'pimim. So Tanya, Rav Shimon bar Yochai omer adam omer shukho b'kol namuch u'gnuto b'kol ram. Right, so a person says, Shevach, should say Shevach in a low voice, Ugnuto, and is the less than praiseworthy things, he should say Bikol Rak. Shivkol Bikol Namuch, how do I know that his praises you say Komanoch Min Vidui Meister? Right, by Vidui Meister, he's making a statement of that which he's done. B'Artei HaKodesh Min HaBayit, that has simply the term Amira, that's found there. Gnuto Bikol Ram in Mikra Bikurim. By Mikra Bikurim, it says, Anita v'amarta l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. As by Mikra Bikurim, there's a Anita v'amarta. So Anita v'amarta sounds like more of a spoken out, or given out a large thing. And over there it talks about Arami Obed Avi. It's a negative statement, or a less than praiseworthy statement that we have there. So that you say, Bikol Rak. So Gemar says, is that true? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shumba Yochanan, Mipnei Ma Tiknu Tzvila B'lachash. Why would we have tefillah that said silently? Why don't we all say Ashman Esrei out loud? Today, so that Vayesh is Ovre Aveira. Nor that it should embarrass those people that are Ovre Aveira. Shelo Chalak HaKatuv Makom in Chatat Deolah. The Pasuk never differentiates between a Chatas and an Olah. What does that mean, not differentiate between a Chatas and Olah? Where is a Chatas brought in the Mikdash? Where is it located? As we brought in the Tzafon, on the northern side. Where is the Olah brought in the Mikdash? On the northern side. They're both Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim can be shechted on the northern side. So someone brings a Korban, you would not be able to differentiate whether it's a Chatas or an Olah, because they're both being brought on the northern side of the Mikdash, on the northern side of the Asara. So where it says, Lotema. So now, if that's true, then how can Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai make two contradictory statements? There's one statement here, why do we have to feel a balakash? In order not to embarrass the Obri Aveira, so everything was said silently. Then over here he says, say Bikra Bikurim out loud, because that has a negative or has Gnuto there, so say that out loud. That's clear to hear. So the Gemara says, don't worry, that's not Lo Teima Gnuto, Ela Eima Tse'aro. Don't say Gnuto, that which is, right, negative or degrading, but rather tsaro, the pains that we have overcome, or travails that we have overcome. That's what we say out loud. In the Kitanya, right, v'tamei tamei yikra, v'aye mitzorat, it says that you should call out to people who are coming by, tamei tamei yikra, right, that stay away, I'm tamei. So you could have thought, what does it mean, tamei tamei yikra is just, I'm a tsaro tamei, so you're trying to keep people away from coming tamei. So what does it mean, yikra? Why does it scream out to them? Tzariach lodia tsaro l'rabim. He has to make known, right, what his pain or his difficulties to the public. V'rabim v'akshim alav rachamim. So other people can ask rachamim, can daven on his behalf. Chol mishira bo davar tzariach lodia l'rabim. When something bad happens to people, right, you have to keep it, you don't keep it quiet. Again, the Gemara in other places, Rabbah talks about the fact that right? For the first day when he was sick, they didn't make an announcement about it, but already by the second day, if he felt that he was sick for a more extended period, they would make an announcement or say something publicly so that people would be rabbim and vakshim alav rachamim, that other people can daven, right? That you other people, that's the whole idea of the tzibur. The tzibur is able to daven on your behalf, help you out, so you let know other people that which is the travails that are taking place. So Ari again was a recounting of all the travails, all the things that have transpired, so that we say out loud. When it comes to Aveira, when it comes to something that's personally negative, right, then we would say it privately because we don't want to embarrass the person. I mean, I say even in a broader context, you can say things that are not unique to the individual. I mean, that they're not specifically about an Aveira or unique to this individual. Those you can say out loud. Something that is very personal, right, and a negative personal, that we don't say out loud. So Aveira Avi is something that's a common factor between all of us. So it's not a personal degradation, right? It's something that's travails that we've overcome, things that have happened. It's something that's all in all of our past.
It's also a thing to meet somebody doing the style of you.
Right. So over there, we're just repeating what we went through, all the stuff we went through. So over here, also, all the things that, right, the Mitzora, it's not about specifically something negative. Look at this is my predicament right now, please help me out, daven for me in my predicament. He's not saying why he's in that predicament. We're not discussing what he's doing there, also with the Kolda. Right. Alright, so now, I would also point out here, just a sidebar, the Tivhila Balakosh we learn out from Tfilat Chana. Right, that Chana was, she was mumbling, that's why Eli thinks that she's a Shikora. Right, so that we learn out from Chana. So they brought down the halacha, which is interesting. By Tefillah B'Lakash, also there are a number of reasons. The Gemara brings in other places other reasons why we have Tefillah B'Lakash. Here, the Gemara is focused on the point why we don't want to be embarrassed. Other places talk about not doing Tefillah B'Lakash because you don't need to scream out to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But you think Hashem can't hear? You need to scream or to say it out loud to say it to Kaddish Baruch Hu. You can say it quietly, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu hears. Okay, that there's no necessity to scream it out. The other one, which Joel points out now, is order not to confuse other people that are around you. I mean, if you're speaking out loud, if you're davening out loud, that causes other people to be, milbulbal, or accepted from them. Although, it seems to me when it's brought down the halacha that it's not to be mabel others, that's only because they did not have sidurim. Everybody was davening baal peh, right? When they were davening baal peh, then it was hard. If someone else is speaking at the same time you are, you can't remember. When you're looking inside, it's easier. And how do we know that? Because the exception is by the yamim noraim. The yamim noraim that brought down the halacha that because everybody had a sitter because it was not everybody knew baal peh, there you might be able to daven out loud or louder. So the idea of balakash has different panim or different aspects to it about davening balakash for different reasons, meaning that you have to know why a person's davening, whether it's, again, to mima orer or kavanah. You just have to be careful, because if you're going to make personal requests or say things that are personal in it, you don't want to say those out loud, you say those balakash, right? And the different aspects of davening balakash and b'kol ram. Right, kufa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Mipnei Matik Nu Tefillah B'Lakash, Lo Levayis Et Dovrei Avirah, Shei Lo Chalaka Ketuv Makom Et Chatad Lola. Hello. All right, that's easy to say that Chatad and Lola have no difference because they're both shechted in the north. Vayika Damim. What do you mean? What's the Matan Damim of a Chatat is what? You have to put on the Arbakar notes, right? Up above, on the top of the Mizbeach. V'dam Chatad Lomala, V'dam Lola is Shayim Shein Arba. You throw, right? You don't sprinkle with the finger, you sprinkle with the buckets that they throw it up against. The law shvicha, that's right, and the tinar shvicha. So that's done below the chutat sikra. So it's obvious to which one it is, a chatas and a lot. But it says, hatam kohen hu the other. That's just only the person who knows where the dam is going is the kohen, because he's the one who takes it and moves it around. After he's left the animal, nobody knows which blood belongs to which animal. It's just the kohen who's performing the service. He's the only way it does. When one person knows, that's not a big deal. Baika, what's it? Also, different chatas comes as an akiva, and ola is a zakar. Zakar. Hatam, I don't worry about it, the tail covers it up. I mean, it's not obvious which one's a male or female because the tail is coming up. So it says, Tirak Kivsa, that works well for if you're bringing a kevnes. Tira, if you bring goats, going to the Maymar, they don't have tails. So it says, Hatam Q, the Kamitsaf Napshe. He caused himself the problem. I mean, he could have been a chatas could be brought either from a kibsa or a si'ira. He has a choice. And he chose to bring a si'ira. If he brought a kibsa, he wouldn't have had a problem. The fact that he picked a si'ira is his problem. Alright, so he brought a si'ira kibsa. But come back to si'ira. He should have brought a sheep and he brought a goat instead. Somewhere says, well, what if that's good for a regular chatas? Ochatas, the Avodas Kochavim, Ochatas, that's unique to Avodas Kochavim. What are you going to say about that? The slow sagi de lav Seira. Why, Avodas Kochavim, the only Korban Chatas you can bring is a Seira. So now what are you going to say? Michael Neymar? There the Gemara says, Hatam Nitzav Nitzav, we want him to be embarrassed. It's such a grave or severe Avira that we want him to be embarrassed in order to have a proper Kavara. So over there we don't worry about him being embarrassed. That's the right for him to be embarrassed in that instance. Alright. A great, it's just a great Musa again here that the Torah, here is an Ogre Avera, bring a Chatos to the Mikdash, and the Torah is going out of its way, or the Gemara is explaining that we don't want to embarrass this person who's come to even Niskaper on his Avera. Right? Despite the fact he's already done an Avera, he's bringing up a Chatos, and then, yet, even in that time, prayer, we want it to be quiet and hush hush, that the person is not embarrassed about doing a Tshuva. Of course, the Musa is obvious about not embarrassing people, not causing them to be embarrassed about situations or about circumstances that transpire. Right? Kriyat Shema, Minolan. How do you know that you can say Kriyat Shema b'chol lashon? Yichtiv Shema Yisrael b'chol lashon shata shomeya. Right, Shema Yisrael, whatever lashon that you hear, that's the lashon that you can say Kriyat Shema. Now they're going to say, wait, is that really true? The Tanur Rabbanon, not really true, but actually there's a machlokas about this. Tanur Rabbanon, Kriyat Shema kichtava dibri Rabbi. Rabbi believes that Kriyat Shema can only be said like it's written, meaning in Hebrew. Chamim omrim b'chol lashon. The Chamim say in any language. My time with the Rabbi. What's the position of Rabbi Amakra? Vehayu, Vehavi Adonia, hey, right, that Hayu is a limiting factor, that's a mute. So Hayu means only in the Lashon that they are written. Vehavi Adonia, hey, whatever they're written, that's the way you read them. Banavar, Kro, Shema, B'chol Lashon, right, Shema means whatever Lashon that you hear. So now, Rabbana Nami Aktiv Behayu, what are the Rabbana going to do with the word Behayu, right? So they're going to do that. Oh, so you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema out of order, it has to be written in Keseder. Rabbi, so you couldn't have a friend, you know, like, where does he know that you can't read him out of order? Naklei mitvarim hadvarim. He learns it out from the Hei Yisera, but you hadvarim. So that Hei Yisera, he learns it out of that, out of the Hei Yisera, Rabbanan dvarim hadvarim, lo mashma lehu. They don't darshan to them, they don't think it's an extraneous letter, therefore they don't darshan, it's not mashma to them, that's a drasha. Rabbi, now we aktiv Shema. But what's Rabbi going to do with the word Shema? You should hear what not everything that comes out of your mouth you need to hear. That's the requirement that by Shema that you hear what you say. They hold like they, right, it's a machlokas in the Gemara and Brachot, right, whether you have to actually hear what you're saying by Shema, and they hold like the one who says, according to Shema, Lishmin is not Yatsa. The Tosis jumps over here and says, even in the Gemara and Brachot says that even according to the one who says Shema, you can learn both. Meaning that you can learn both of these items from the word Shema, the entire thing. And then he doesn't understand, so I don't know why the Gemara over here is so fixed. I'm making the Rabbana and hold like the position that Lashmielos Necha Mashatomit Bipicha. Why can't they hold like that? Because it's Tarte, we could say that they learned Tarte Shema Mina from Shema. You can learn both in that Shema, which the Gemara Brachos does do. So why not say it over here? Why is it over here?
It's Pshat. Shema means what you hear in
there. But it's not Pshat or not Pshat. That's the Drasha. They're over there, they're willing to make two Drashot out of it. Over here, they're not willing to make two Drashot out of it. So in other words, he does that, especially since we passed them that way, it would be more helpful to have their abundant testimony that way. Alright, so now, the other thing Tosfos points out, it's a very big Tosfos over here on the right side. It's a very interesting Tosfos in that it's pretty clear from here that Kriya Shema is the Oraisa. And throughout Chas, it's also pretty clear that Kriya Shema is the Oraisa. The Gemara Brachos begins, right, it says, when do you read Shema? And the Gemara says, well, where did the Mishnah start? Right, where did the Mishnah start? We're talking about what time do you read Shema? How do you know that you have to read Shema? So Gemara says, that's obvious, because that's in the Pesukim. Moshach b'cho uvku mecha. And you were there. B'shul Mishnah, I argue what Shach b'cho mecha is, but both agree it's the Oraisa. But throughout Chas, it sounds like Kriya Shema is the Oraisa. So Tosfos over here mentions two places where it seems to be otherwise. That Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan. There's one place in the Gemara and Brachos, in the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. There, the Gemara says when it's talking about Tefillah Kriyat Shema and Birkas Hamazon. Over there, it sounds like Tefillah Kriyat Shema Derabbanan. That figures in the Gemara is Tefillah Kriyat Shema Derabbanan. So says, how can you say Tefillah Kriyat Shema Derabbanan? It makes no sense. Tosfos and Brachos amends the Girsa and takes Kriyat Shema out and says that Kriyat Shema is the Oraisa. It's not included with Tefillah and Kriyat Shema. So he amends the Girsa over there to deal with the problem. He says that there are those who say, no, that Kriyat Shema is really the Rabbanan, and that it's Esmakta Bi'alma. All these Sukkim, all things that we're saying are only Esmakta Mi'Oraisa, which is unbelievable to say about Kriyashma that it's only Nesmach the Bi'alma, but if you go look at Tosfos Minachos, when he's dealing with the Daf Mem Dumon of Be'ez, where it says there that Tzitzis, it says Uritemelto, Uzkartem Komitzvot. So you'll see Tzitzis, and it'll remind you about another mitzvah. Now what's the other mitzvah? Kriyashma. So over there, Tosfos says that is Kriyashma's Midrabanan, and this is just Nesmach the Bi'alma. About Kriyashma. So Tosa says over there exactly what he's rejecting over here, that Kriyashma is the Dirabana. But I think the simplest way to learn, and what we do, you know, we've asked, is that Kriyashma is Doraisa. How much of Kriyashma is Doraisa? That's a different, that's a subject of Makokas to be shown here, about the extent of Kriyashma is Doraisa. Right? How many, well, the first Pasuk, the first Parsha, three Parsha, that's a Makokas to be shown here. But nevertheless, everybody believes that Kriyashma is Doraisa, and not Dirabana with Kriyashma. And therefore you have to amend the girsa in places like Brachot to match up with that consistency. Right now, the Gemara continues, Lema Kasava Rabbi, Kol Torah B'chol Lashon Nemra. That the Torah was said in all, it can be said in all languages. What does it mean it can be said in all languages? So Rashi means, what is B'chol Lashon Nemra? The Kroz B'Vei Knesset. You can read the Torah in whatever language you want in Shul. Because why? How do you know that? Because what does Rabbi say? Rabbi says, "Va'yu dichtav rachmana lomali." Because if the sakadat kablashon hakodesh nemra, if you say that the Torah can only be written according to Rashi, read in Hebrew, then va'yu dichtav rachmana lomali, right? Meaning that why do you need some a specific guidance by Kriyat Shema to read it in Hebrew if in every circumstance, in all circumstances, you read it in Hebrew. In all circumstances, you read it in Hebrew, then Kriyat Shema should be no different. Now, if the fact is that you can read it in Kol Lashon in other places, then you need a specific limud by Kriyat Shema to say, but how you read it specifically in Hebrew. So, Ishrech Mishom Dechtiv, no. He says, no. Maybe it's B'chol Lashon. Probably, he said, what's the header for Shema? Shema. And what do we say the Rabbanan learn from Shema? B'chol Lashon. So, the Rabbi comes along, and says, don't learn like the Rabbanan of Shema. Vayu comes to and say, don't learn like the Rashi B'chol Lashon. Vayu is Dafka, means simply in Hebrew, and, right, don't learn Shema means B'chol Lashon. And then he uses Shema for Zadad Limurav, that is Shmiel as Nefa. That you can only read Torah in Hebrew. Why can you only read it in Hebrew? Right? If you think you can read Torah in any language, then why do you need specific instruction by Kriyat Shema that you can read it in any language? If Torah in general can be read in any language, then why specifically by Shema do I need instruction? Shema b'chol lashon nemra. Shema yachav gemara. Lomali. What do I need that? It's trick. Mishum dechti by you. This is the other side. I mean, by you, where Rabbi learns it dafka. No, Shema tells me b'chol lashon. Don't learn it with dafka. Right, then don't say it. So we have the lima and the other lima. So which one is dafka, which is not dafka, but Shema Vayu could offset each other. So know which one is dafka and which one is not dafka. The Rabbeinu Kanano, on the other hand, says something interesting. Because if you read it here, if I read the Gemara over here, you would say, right, because they're Rabbi, Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Nemra. What does that mean? That when Hashem gave the Torah, He gave it in all languages. So Rabbeinu Kanano rejects that shot over here. Rashi says it's about reading it in Shul. But if you look at the Rabbeinu Kanano, the top of the Tosfos here, he quotes Rabbeinu Kanano, It's clear to me that when it's given, the Torah was given, it was given only in Lashon HaKodesh. What does it mean, B'chol Lashon? Means whether you're allowed to copy the Torah into other languages. Are you allowed to write the Torah in other languages? That's the question here. Can you only write it in Lashon HaKodesh? Or can you write it B'chol Lashon in any language? So that's what the Ri over here asks. The Tosfos asks questions on this. Number one, what does that mean that you can read it B'chol Lashon? Right? Because if you have a person who writes it down in, say, Persian, again, like the same case we had before, and then reads it as, right, in some other language, or reads it, writes it in Lashon HaKodesh, reads it in another language, that doesn't work, because that's called the Torah Baal Peh. That's reading Baal Peh. And the only way you can read it is reading it from the Ksav. Right? So if you can, right, if you read it in another language, it must be for another language. So he says, "Below you down at the Kim Show." So he says, "I don't understand his pshat." Hey, because how could that be mean? But I leave it to Rabbi. B'chol Lashon Nitna Lichtiv. That you can write in any language. Jim Kane, how do I Rabbi? Kriyat Shema Ketichtava. I know B'chol Lashon. Then how do you explain according to Rabbi? Rabbi's whole lima that it's Lashon HaKodesh is V'hayu Gavi Atanya. Hey, the way it's written, you read it. Well, if you can write the Torah in any language, then if you read it like it's written, Guess what language you're reading it in? Any language you want, because you can write it in any language. So how could that ever been the Havamino of the Gemara over here? That, right, that doesn't make sense according to what the Rosh is saying. That's the first question he asked. The second question he asked is what Shaul had pointed out, is the Machlokas in the Gemara Megillah. But we already have Machlokas about how the Torah can be written in B'chol Lashon. The Chachamim versus Rabbi Shimon Gamliel about how you can write the Torah, whether you can write it B'chol Lashon or you can write it only in Yifanit. So we already have a separate Machlokas. We're not. Why are you introducing that to the Machlokas Rabbi and the Chachamim over here? Then he tries to explain it that what he means, Kriyat Shema to Kichtava, right, is Kichtava means not like it's written, but Kichtava means Kichtava Miuchada. I mean, that it's special lashon, meaning the special writing. It's not like kichtava means any lashon that it's written in. If you say b'chol lashon, but you have to reinterpret by you. Kichtava means like with the right, a matzikay, kichtav shalah, yuchad shalah, right? That specific lashon of the kodesh, which would be lashon hakodesh, not b'chol lashon. So that's how he tries to help out the perish harach. Otherwise, you have to explain what does it mean here b'chol lashon. And Rashi again went the other way and said that about reading it in shul. You can read it in shul b'chol lashon, but that according to Rashi means again. I don't know, Rashi has to explain, what does it mean the Kofa Kenet? But we can ask the B'chol Lashon, how are you reading it? Are you reading it min haktav, right? Because otherwise you can't read it. Are you allowed to read the Torah b'alpeh? No, but Dvarim Shenitam b'chtav, you have to read b'chtav, right? So if you're going to read it in shul, you have to read it out of the chtav. So Rashi is going to run into that same problem of reading it in shul, right? That you need to do it b'chtav, because if you're reading that from the Torah itself, that means what are you reading? You're reading from the Torah, it's written in a different lashon. But he didn't read it from the Torah.
Yeah,
it was a second
right.
stage.
The original person is reading from the Torah, and the third one would translate it.
The Alpha. Because he's not reading the Torah. That's the difference. Rashi is saying he quotes the Beit Knesset to read it in the shul, right? So if you're reading in the shul, you're reading from the Ktav. That means for Rashi, it's also the Ktav is the Kol Lashon. Right? So that's so Rashi runs into that same problem. He's going to have to say the same thing that Tosfos answers up for the rock. All right, we'll stop over here.